Well, guys, today is a special day. We have a special speaker, and it's not me, so I'm sure there's a round of applause on that one. Some of you may not know Leonardo, so I just want to quickly say what's going on. Leonardo is a pastor in the Philippines, and this church has been supporting his mission work or his work for a number of years, and I believe a year and a half, 2 years ago. I may be wrong on the timing. They felt that God had laid on their heart to build a Christian high school. You already had junior high, correct? And you wonderful folks voted to fund that. And so he's going to give us a progress report, and then he is going to give us a message from heaven, and I'm assuming it's going to be tremendous. So Brother Mallory, come on up. You guys can clap if you want.
Thank you very much.
And I just want to pray, if we could, before you speak. Is that all right? Yes. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, Lord. I thank you for our brother here. You've brought him a long ways, and you've brought him here. The message he's got for us today will work here just like it works back in his home country. Your word is cross-cultural. It's effective wherever it goes. Lord, we ask you to guide him. I know he'll follow the leading of your Holy Spirit. May our ears and may our hearts be open. Lord, we love you and we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor. Good morning. I may not supposed to be here this time of the year because as much as possible, I want to spend more of my time in the mission field. But opportunity came, you know, that there is a man in the church who've been attending for more than a year. And he's a Filipino, but he gained his status here in America. They migrated when he was 20 years old, and now he is 72 years old. But he got saved, and he got a burden to reach out his family in California. So he talked to me, and he asked me if I could go with him and share the word of God to his loved ones. And so I prayed and I asked some permission. Of course, I am working in a group. That's why I cannot just decide yes or no. And fortunately, they allowed me to assist this brother. And so it's a blessing because this brother who invited me paid my plane ticket, round trip ticket. And I was surprised he purchased a first class business ticket. Everything is first class. The food, oh, it's just like in the screen, you know, when you show those food, my brother, oh, it's good. And then it's like I'm sitting in a lazy boy's, you know, you can just stretch it and then you can sleep. Oh, that's my... a trip that I would never forget because 14 hours in the plane and I sleep like a baby because of that comfortable space. But I know that I have something to do. Although I am sitting and I'm in a comfortable place, but I know I have something to do that makes me, you know, makes me not worried, but I feel that there's something going on in my mind and in my heart. Although I'm sitting in a comfortable place, but I know that I need to do something. So we went there in California, and we did not waste any single time, and he gathered his family, and I shared the word of God. But his older brothers keep on resisting what we are sharing to him because he believes in Mary, he believes in the Holy Rosary, and all those kind of stuff, you know. And he keeps on rejecting. But his younger sister had been saved, and she opened her house, you know, as a regular Bible study every Thursday. And after 3 days, we drove from San Jose, California, down to Los Angeles. My scariest experience in driving here in America. The interstate full of cars. And imagine everywhere cars. And guess what? I saw grandmas and grandpas driving very fast, you know. I don't know. And I said, well, Lord, but God had protected us. And I talked to his daughter, married to a black American, and they work, they have established work, you know. The guy is involved with Fox Sports, and he's a sports analyst, and his daughter is involved with medical in the sports. I don't know how will I figure it, but they are busy. But I shared to them the word of God, and after a few minutes, they affirmed that they have been received the Lord Jesus Christ already, and that appeased our hearts. You know, unfortunately, one of her daughter were not able to visit her. She and her husband are involved in legal department in immigration. They're both attorneys, so they are really busy. But we pray that the Lord will just, you know, give us another opportunity to go and visit them. And after our visit in California, he flew back in the Philippines, and he said to me, why not grab this opportunity while you are here already in America? Get some calls, and probably they will give you a chance where you can give updates of your ministry. And so I'm grabbing this opportunity, fellow Christians, to give you updates and share some more things God is doing in our ministry in the Philippines. Hope this simple presentation will give you enough idea. I don't know much about computer, and I just try hard the best I can, you know, so I can come out with a presentation like this. My brother.
Family, we are forever be grateful to all of you who are faithfully praying and supporting our ministry. This is the third church the Lord enabled us to establish. Out of this ministry, God called men in the church to start mission outreaches in different villages. Since we don't have enough vehicle to bring these people in the church, what we did, we bring the church to these people. We are praying before the end of this year, we can start another 4 mission outreach. Our young people are very much involved in our ministry, that we train them to go from one village to another and teach children, especially during daily vacation Bible school, that they teach the children under the trees, in their houses. And while they're teaching the children, we are sharing the word of God to their parents. And we are bringing these children in the church so that we can teach them more about the Lord. We do program like gift giving, especially during Christmas, that we give them clothes, school supplies, and also we're giving them flip-flops. And these children are very excited to get something for them to use, and also we give them food to eat. Last year, the Lord burdened my heart to start a discipleship training program with a handful number of members, but the result is phenomenal. All those who underwent the training, they became workers of the church. Every night, we have home Bible studies. We start at 5 o'clock in the afternoon until 8 o'clock in the evening. We do home Bible studies. And it reminds me of what Paul mentioned in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. And you became followers of us and of the Lord. so that even samples to all that believe in Macedonia. God is giving us a lot of opportunities in doing soul winning in our Christian school. These are the teachers that are helping us, not only to teach these 140 children academically, but spiritually. Last year, my daughter initiated our Christmas cantata, and her husband preached the word of God. The Lord filled this auditorium with people. Beloved in the Lord, out of your generosity, we were able to build this church building, this pre-elementary building, and also this high school and elementary building. Right now, we have ongoing construction for the junior high school in preparation for this coming month of June. Before I came here, the owner of this piece of land that is in between of our school building approached me, and he wants to sell his property for $40,000. Beloved in the Lord, what an opportunity to expand this ministry. Please, consider in your prayer whatever the Lord laid in your heart. We will appreciate it. You did help me before. I'm praying you will help me to purchase this property for the glory of the Lord. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Well, I thank the Lord for all your prayers and support for this ministry. I know the need in the mission field is overwhelming. It's an opportunity that we can expand the ministry, and our goal, our prayers, is that we can bring this book to our lost and dying people in the Philippines. I know we have a very limited time. We don't know when Christ will come, but I'm going to give you the guarantee that we're going to remain faithful in preaching the Word of God to our people. Right now, that piece of land, we are renting it for $30 a month so that we can have a full access, because that piece of land is situated in between of our two buildings, school building. And if we cannot get that place, we will be walking to go to another room in a busy road. That's very dangerous for these children. And so I am appealing and I'm praying. You did help me before. That high school building, the junior high school building, will be finished this coming month of October. And it will be used for the glory of the Lord. I know $40,000 is big, even in your standard. I can feel the burden, you know. But I said, Lord, there's nothing hard for you. Nothing is impossible. I know God prepared this place where we can, bring more children and teach them about the Lord. And I thank God because we have a lot of young people in that school came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And they got baptized, and now they are serving the Lord. An eighth grader young lady got saved in that ministry. And they belong to a big church, so-called a Catholic church. She got saved. And she attended the church regularly. But her parents are still, a member of that religion. One One night during our camp, we have 2 nights and 3 days camp last year, month of October. The theme of our camp is discipleship. And this young girl came and she wants to get baptized. I'm already in the pool, you know, and this young girl came to me and she said, I want to follow the Lord in water baptism. I'm a little bit hesitant because, you know, she need to have permission. She need to get permission from her parents because she's only a young girl, an eighth grader. But what will I do? I am, God called me not only to preach but to baptize. So I baptized her. That following Sunday, this young girl came, very sad. And she told to her friends, and the news just came to me, and her father slapped her face, you know, because she made the decision that did not consult her parents. But this young girl, she kept on attending the church. One Sunday, I saw her coming to church with a big smile on her face. Guess what, fellow Christians? I saw her coming in the church with her father, with her mother, with her auntie, and young little brother. And now we have a Bible study in their homes every Tuesday, 2:30 in the afternoon. Fellow Christians, those are the things that makes me excited. Although, if we can see that need, the need is so great. But the Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That means soul is the most important thing in the eyes of God. But I'm going to share with you, fellow Christians, something that God burdened my heart. I will not keep you long. And I know we have still, we still have something to do. But this message, you know, I did not realize that God had something for me and for all of us. That while I'm reading this passage of this book, you know, I thought that it's just a simple story of a man who came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. His name is Zacchaeus. And what do you think about Zacchaeus? Sometimes if you are a Sunday school teacher, you're going to teach these children about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is a little man. They even compose a song about Zacchaeus. And I said, Lord, what's in this passage? What's in this story? And God gave me a message about this man. Now, God loves to work in a very unusual way. God wants to work in an extraordinary way. And He wants to prove that no one is like Him. He wants to prove that He's the only one that can do miracles and nobody can duplicate what He's doing. Now here, fellow Christians, is a man named Zacchaeus that if you're going to read the verses from verse 1 to verse 10, you can see it's just like a good story. It's like a story that will catch the attention of these children or whoever will listen the story. But what I notice, what the Lord wants me to share this morning is something that is very unusual, that in a very unusual thing, God will move. God will work in a very unusual way. I don't know who composed this saying, but I will I will borrow that statement, and he said that man's extremities are God's opportunities. And here I can relate on that. We can see about how God works in a very unusual way, in a very unusual situation that we can see in the life of Zacchaeus. I am going to share with you four words that starts with letter R. And we can read them here in this passage. Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to up to verse number 10. The first word that starts with letter R is in verse 2, that Zacchaeus was a rich man. He was rich. And then in verse 4, another word that starts with letter R, in verse number 4, the word run. And then in verse number 6, another word that starts with letter R, receive. And then in verse number 8, another word which starts with letter R, restore. So, a rich man, he ran, received, and restored. Fellow Christians, all these four words, for me, as I look at it, they're all unusual. I mean, they are something that that connects, you know, and catch the attention of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a rich man. And someone told me, you forget one. He said that there must be five words that starts with letter R in verse number 2. And he probably is making a joke, and he said he is a Republican, not Democratic. So he was a publican, not Republican, you know. But he was rich. Now, fellow Christians, what I'm pointing out is here. This man Zacchaeus, not knowing that what he is doing is a very unusual way. He don't even recognize or realize that what he is doing is something that is unusual, that catches the attention of our Lord Jesus Christ to do something great in his life. Now, he was rich. Now, think about this, fellow Christians, about this man, Zacchaeus, a rich man. And this rich guy, rich man, what he's doing with the crowd? A rich man, what he's doing? He is one of those people running to see Jesus. Maybe this rich man, Zacchaeus, he was so rich, and maybe he can just use his resources, you know, that he can just pay someone to get the best position where he can just look Jesus Christ face to face. Because that is the only desire Zacchaeus wants, you know, just to see the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse number 3, his ultimate desire is just to see Jesus. And he sought to see Jesus who he was. That's all his desire. That's all the thing that, you know, in his mind, to see Jesus. That's all, to see Jesus. That's why he although he was so rich and he has no, I mean, he was there, but with the crowd, and his only desire is to see Jesus. But there is an unusual thing happened. He ran with a crowd. And this man, he could have used his resources and pay someone to get the best position where he can see Jesus face to face. But he did not use his resources. And here, another unusual thing happened. Because he was so little in his stature, he ran. When he cannot see Christ, he climbed up a tree. A very unusual way. Fellow Christians, what this man is doing. A rich man, he was a public figure, running with the crowd. And when he could not see Christ, he climbed up a tree. Unusual thing for a rich man to do that. Unusual for a rich person to run with a crowd just to see Jesus Christ. Unusual for this man to go and just see Jesus Christ. Unusual. But beloved in the Lord, what I'm trying to point out this morning, if God can see something very unusual for His children, God will work. God will manifest His power if He can see something unusual in our lives. I don't know what kind of unusual things we need to do, because it's only God that knows the difference between an ordinary and extraordinary. It's only God that can recognize the difference between unusual to usual things. I don't even know if what I'm doing today is very unusual. It's only God that will recognize. It's only through His power He can only recognize what we're doing is very unusual. Today, it's very common for me to stand behind the pulpit and preach the Word of God. And that is very common for us preachers or pastors or missionaries, that whenever we have the opportunity to preach, we're going to preach the Word of God. It's very common for us if we are going to see someone. And, it's very common for me to share to someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. I was in a restaurant one day, and it's easy, it's ordinary for us. I was there before taking the meal. I closed my eyes, and I prayed to thank God for the meal. It's common for us to pray in that situation. But next to our table, a man right there, he looked at me, and he said, "I appreciate your prayer. I appreciate your prayer." I don't even know what God will do, because for me, that is common to pray before taking the meal. And after we ate, he tapped my shoulder, and he handed me a cash, and he said, "Pay your bill." Common things, but extraordinary in the sight of God. And he said, "I am a Christian." "Oh, good. Thank God you're a Christian." And I said, "I'm a missionary. I'm just here for a visit. Give me your address. I'm going to support your ministry." Fellow Christians, it's common for me to pray before eating that meal. But I did not realize God sees that in an extraordinary way. Fellow Christians, if you are going to do something very unusual in the sight of God, I believe God will bless what we are doing. We just don't know what we're doing today is unusual or just common. For that lady, for that Canaanite woman who'd been sick for so many years, that Canaanite woman, she said, "If I can just touch the hem of His garment, I will be whole." For her, it is just ordinary. But when God saw it, He said, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Who touched my garment? Who touched my garment?" For that Canaan woman, it's ordinary. When Christ saw it, it's an extraordinary. Beloved in the Lord, this man Zacchaeus, it's an ordinary for him, because all those people wants to see Jesus. That's all his desire, to see Jesus. That's all he wants, for his life, to see Jesus. But when he could not see Jesus, he climbed up a tree. Oh, fellow Christians, Christ saw him. It's an extraordinary. Doing something for God, we just don't know if it is extraordinary or ordinary thing. We just don't know if it is common or uncommon, usual or unusual. For me, fellow Christians, this morning, just keep on doing what God wants you to do. Just keep on serving the Lord until God can see what we're doing is unusual. For me, I was blessed when you helped me with that junior high school building. For me, when I came here, it's just ordinary for me to give updates. It's just common for a missionary to tell you, to give you updates on what we're doing in the mission field. I don't know if you can still, you know, I just don't know, but I'm praying, Lord, this is the great need. I want that piece of property for your own glory. I want this place that we can lift up your name and tell these people that we have a God that can answer our prayer. Oh, beloved in the Lord, I just don't know, but I want to say, just keep on going. I don't know if what I'm doing is an extraordinary. How about our giving? Like giving our tithes, that is common. I guess I'm right. Please don't get me wrong. It's just ordinary, you know, give your tithes. That's common, I mean. But when you give above your tithes, that's extraordinary. When we give money to mission, give money to missionaries, well, that is common. We're giving it, but if we are going to give more than what we are giving now, that's extraordinary. You did help me before with that building. And I'm sharing this need again to you. If you are going to help me, that's even more extraordinary, fellow Christians. I don't know. I just don't know if you are going to take another step for us to get that piece of property. I don't know. I just don't know. But I am praying God will just move. I'm praying that God will just do a miracle. I'm praying that God will just move until Christ saw Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus was even surprised. He was there on the tree. And Christ says, Zacchaeus, came down. This is not a request, but it is a command. And Christ says, I will go to your house. I will stay in your house. It is not a request to stay, but it is a command. He commanded Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, what? Guess what? He came down. And when Jesus came to see to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Oh, fellow Christians, what he did is a spontaneous, unusual thing. It's, you know, it keep on doing unusual things. It's a progressive. Maybe Zacchaeus will say, oh no, I'm satisfied. I can stay here for the rest of
I can stay here. The only thing I need is just to see you. I'm fine. I can stay here. Else I will not bother you anymore. My desire is just to see you face to face. I'm fine. I can stay here. But Zacchaeus went down. And he received the Lord Jesus Christ in his house. And one of the great results, fellow Christians, is even more tremendous. And it says here in verse number 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Beloved in the Lord, don't quit doing something for the Lord. I just don't know. I just don't know. That brother who invited me in California, I did not know that God will use that brother. My daughter approached me. I will close with this story. My daughter, who initiated the Christmas cantata last year, approached me and she said, Dad, where will be our venue in our Christmas cantata, because we're going to gather a lot of people. Well, I told her, we need to just rent a gymnasium or a bigger place. But I told her, we're going to use this place, our church. She looked at me and she said, how can we accommodate big crowds? The balcony is not finished. We cannot hold the big crowd in this place. I told her, just pray. Just pray. And then this man who invited me, that brother, his name is Arthur. He approached me and he said, can you use this money for the building? $15,000. Where did he get his money? I did not ask him, because that's not my business anyway. I grabbed it. I said, I can use that. That's why the junior high school building was delayed for 5 months, because we constructed the balcony of the church building. The church building, fellow Christians, can accommodate 400 people. For Filipino size. But for Americans, 350. But beloved in the Lord, I'm inviting Pastor Vince to come. Or even some of you, if you will join Pastor Vince. Come and see the place. Come and see what the Lord is doing. All those that I shared in my presentation, it's all by the grace of God. I have nothing to brag about. If not only because of the grace of God, fellow Christians, we cannot accomplish nothing. In our Sunday school, it's a good lesson. For without me, you can do nothing. Fellow Christians, I'm here. I don't know if what I'm doing is ordinary or extraordinary. I just don't know. But if you're going to give me the opportunity to stand and preach, I will preach. Because God called me to preach. If I could have the opportunity to talk to somebody about the Lord, I'm going to talk to him about the Lord. I got a chance to visit a brother in Illinois recently. He got a barber shop. He's a barber. It's good that when I came in, he has no customer. But while I'm talking to him, a man came. And I saw that man came, and I did not know. I just opened my mouth. Said, "Are you a Christian, sir?" He looked at me and said, "So I know the moment you look at me, I need to share the word of God." After a few minutes, fellow Christians, we bow our head together, close our eyes. He accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior. For me, it's a common thing. It's very common. But those common things, those usual things, God can change them into unusual. And he can perform his power. But the real hero of this story is not Zacchaeus, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you and God bless you all.